This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are we calling this thing? Is it like convince us it's cool? Is it like make a case for no hate?
Yeah, stuff that gets hated on a lot and you want to build it up.
There's one on this. So basically there's a list of things that people think are getting too much hate, and there's one on here that I think it deserves the hate that it gets.
Which one?
Android phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm not exactly a conformist human being. But come on, we all decided Apple's dope and the other things are stupid. So just like,
yes,
if you're
no.
a green bubble, how many text groups are you in where there's one person in there that's a green bubble? I got three brothers and one of them's a green bubble, and it just screws everything up. It screws everything
up.
But you can't send videos to each other because just the green bubble, they compresses everything.
But that's Apple's fault, because the green bubble was a traditional way of texting until Apple created the new thing.
Right. And we all accepted that.
No,
we liked
the blue.
Yeah, we did. What color bubble are you?
I am a blue bubble.
Yeah, thank you.
But I don't think, I agree they shouldn't be getting as much hate.
You think, okay. So I'm ruining the whole premise of what we're doing. Erin is doing it correctly. She thinks Android people don't deserve the hate.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law has an Android phone and he's just not in the family group chat.
Yeah, because it ruins the videos. It does.
I just assume my sister shows him everything we say.
It's like, here, look at this video. Because otherwise, we all get it compressed. Everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. Like, so I think that one does deserve the hate. Do you know what I don't think deserves the hate that was on this list? How many actors do you hate because of who they played?
None, because I like, what is her name? Professor, the pink one.
Oh, the pink lady.
Yeah, she does.
If I ever saw her in real life, I would be so mad at her.
I wouldn't, because I know she's such a good actress.
She's on Harry Potter.
Professor Umbridge.
Okay.
And she's always in like all pink. And she's such a bee to everyone all the time. Loves to just keep pounding new rules up. Like the rules are like all the way up to the ceiling because it's like, it's obviously a character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I saw her in real life, I'd be like, you got a rule?
Joffrey from Game of Thrones, terrible person. But the actor, you got to give him props. They get too much hate.
So I'm going to try to correct myself from this point forward and not hate the people. I just read the stat that the chick who's the wife on Breaking Bad, people hate her.
Really? Still?
Yes. She gets hate mail. She doesn't get fan mail. She gets hate mail because she's not supportive of Walt. She's not supportive of Walter White, even though he had lung cancer and then was an entrepreneur and got them set for life by making meth.
No, Walt did that.
Yeah, but eventually she's involved.
Oh.
She had a bit of an affair with one of, and people just hate her. It's like, she's just...
It's a show.
She doesn't make any sense. Yeah, she didn't even write the words. Somebody else wrote them. She's just saying them.
I know, like, so that's why we're writing the wrong here.
Good.
These people get too much hate. So if you've got something, like if... I don't know what it is. We've got a bunch of other examples, but it's like, what is something that gets hated on that you want to defend? What gets hate, but you want to say it's great? That's why I sit in this chair, ladies and gentlemen. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Mint chocolate chip. It does not taste like toothpaste. It is delicious.
It is beyond
people
delicious.
Who are hating on it need
you're,
to try
you're wrong.
It.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
If you're a mint chocolate chip hater, you haven't tried it.
Yeah.
My son just had it for the first time not too long, like
Did
a few days
really?
Ago. No, he loved it. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Mint is good in a lot of forms.
Yeah,
it's not just
toothpaste.
I'm
hating on it. Yeah. I don't want a minty. I want it chocolate. Just give me the chocolate.
There is chocolate. and mint.
Mm-hmm. No, I just
do you
want...
like Girl Scout cookies?
I do. Yeah, and like I like an mint? Andy's mint too. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then,
but just like one. I don't want like scoops of it. You know, handfuls of Andy's. I'll just have
okay.
a couple.
Well, you understand that you're doing what I did at the very beginning. You're hating on
I
the
know.
Thing.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be like accepting. Everyone
okay. Okay.
wants you're to right. hate, and I think it's great.
Okay. Creed.
You know what? I will add to Creed. I'll raise your Creed, and I'll go Nickelback.
Mm.
Nickelback is flipping mm-hmm. awesome. And if you've heard the Deadpool rant on it, he's 100% right.
Yeah.
You hate Creed? Try not finishing this. Can you take me higher?
Yeah, hello.
It's so
with
good.
Arms wide open.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
yeah.
Good.
It's great.
Why do you hate Creed? Why do you hate Nickelback?
I don't.
Because they're mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Nickelback, when they were at Fiddler's Green, the lead singer came out and said,
"We're going to kick a hole in the sky."
Oh, yeah.
You damn right he did.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Chad, if anyone can kick a hole in the sky, it's you.
It's you. You got it,
you
bud.
You kicked that hole, buddy.
I will defend participation trophies.
What?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Because
everyone, that's stupid.
We get blamed. No, we're doing, remember, we're not hating. We're
you got to.
We're listening.
You got to when Aaron
and I was
did
scolded.
Hers.
So everyone gets mad at millennials specifically. Oh, you're going to get a participation trophy? You're going to get another little participation trophy? Who do you think gave me those participation trophies? Was I responsible for any of the participation trophies that I received? No. In fact, it's the generation that's
okay.
now making fun of me for getting the participation trophies.
Did you ever get a participation
the
trophy
to us.
For being a Sean Connery impersonator?
No. But if you've... If you've ever been like, oh, you know these kids and their participation trophies, it's people your age who gave them out.
I'm going to kind of add on. I think we hate on generations too much. We hate on Gen Z. We hate on millennials.
Yeah.
We can all agree that we were raised differently.
You skipped some other generations that who you should point out that you should. You
I'm
should
sorry. I thought boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in between Gen X. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand the hate. I know I can kind of play into it in a funny way, but I can admit we were all raised differently in different times, and like the hate just needs to stop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do one more? At
sure.
least one more?
Sure.
I think we got to stop hating on Moist.
I agree.
I think you
yeah,
just pretend to be have the heebs about it. But if you get the proper piece of cake in your mouth,
it's moist and you want it to be.
You damn Skippy, you do.
Yeah.
So stop going, oh my God, just don't say that word.
Yeah, if you have an accident in the bathroom, you want a moist towelette.
You definitely
you
do. Do you want a dry towelette?
No.
Dragging some thousand grade sandpaper across your hoo-ha? No, you do not.
No, I agree.
And if you're a man about to relate, I'll leave that one to you. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think there are certain things where people go like, eh, you're right, like participation trophies. It's like, we've all built it up in our heads like, oh my God, it's so weird. But it's like, we did it. So we like, yeah.
I'm
stupid.
Not responsible for that.
Right. And moist is just something to go like, ugh, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It's like, it's not though.
Yeah.
It's just
watch
another
this.
Word.
Moist. Look at I-25. Moist. Are any cars crashing? No. Then the word didn't hurt you.
Well,
okay.
Don't look back.
It was just that one moist car that just like. Ew. All right. So stop hating on the word moist. If you think something is great, but it gets too much hate, man, I'm good at this today. We want to hear
the same word. Okay.
What?
You?
I know, but now I did it in the other way.
Okay.
It's so great it radiates. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 8. Want me to keep going?
Yeah, I do.
What was the end of that NXS song? It was like, try not to hate, love your mate. Then he's just got the cards and he keeps dropping them. Kind of like the end of Love Actually.
Don't suffocate on your own hate.
On your own hate.
Mm. Wow. To liberate, to fascinate, deviate, and reinstate, liberate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't hate. Do all of those things instead.
Wow.
Defend something that gets too much hatred. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're going for things that people hate, but you think they're great. And we're letting you defend them.
Mm-hmm. We're letting you bloviate.
With anticipation.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
What did he say? Bloviate?
Obliviate.
I said bloviate.
What's bloviate?
Yeah.
Talk?
Really?
Bloviate is a word for talk?
Yeah, I think so. Like to talk to like talk nonstop.
Okay, I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. That's okay. Why I said a magic spell.
Talk at length, especially in an inflated or empty way.
Okay, great.
Wow.
You've never heard that word? That's weird.
I just thought of another one as I came back into the studio a second ago because I walked by Aaron's office. Aaron has a studio.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a little tub of candy corn in there.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of the candy corn hate people.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Candy corns rock.
Yeah.
They do. There's a whole group of people out here. Like we're stronger than you think.
Yeah.
We're hiding in plain sight. Our candy corn lovers.
Yeah. Down with candy corn. Down. Take your little picket line and get the hell out of my way.
Yeah.
Because I got a fistful of candy corns that say they're good. Rachel, bloviate away.
So I actually am guilty of this myself for hating on them, but I will say Crocs. And as a mother, I say this because I love them for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you, why do people hate on them? Because the people who hate on them,
they hate hard
and they've never worn them.
Yeah.
Because if you put,
I feel like maybe it's just like a society thing. Like it's an obsession and I just never joined the obsession. So now like people highly obsess over Crocs. I mean, there's buttons for them.
Yeah.
There's terminology, like putting them 4x4 mode.
Yeah, sports mode.
So, sports mode, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call the things you stick inside?
Gibbets.
Gibbets, yeah. You got to know all the lingo.
Yeah,
all
I've
the Crocs
got a
lingo.
Few pairs.
What is there to hate?
Hey.
I know, I'm biting my tongue.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to tell you, my Lightning McQueen Crocs that light up.
Ooh.
They got little ka-chow lights on the side and little brake lights on the back.
Okay.
Brake lights?
Yeah. I swear to God, I'll wear them in here and I defy you to look me in the eye and go, those aren't cool.
Okay. Okay. I'm biting my tongue. We're saying nice things.
Thank you. Karen?
Yes.
You think it's great, even though the rest of us hate.
Yes, I think I'm great, and everybody hates the Karens. And it's
You know what, Karen? That you deserve to be on this because, like we,
it
like
sucks.
How did all asymmetrical haircut women named Karen like take you down?
I don't know because it was especially named after Kate. From John and Kate Plus Eight, she became like the poster child.
She did.
Of Karen.
So
but
why wasn't it just Kate then?
I don't know. I'm so sorry,
can
Karen.
We go back to Becky's?
To what?
Can we just all hate Becky's again? And everybody was always Becky, but now it's Karen, and I have to disguise my name when I call and ask for a manager. I have to
say
my initials.
Yeah. That's who gets too much hate is actual Karens who have a real need to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I know. And it sucks so bad having that name. You have no idea.
All right. Thank you for the call. Ellen?
Yay.
What gets too much hate, but you think it's great?
This one's for you, Slacker. I told you I wouldn't let it die.
Oh, my God. If you say cats, I swear to God.
Cat people.
Ugh. Okay, nope. You're right. Tiak has been biting his tongue this whole time. I will do the same. Why do cat people, why are they great?
Because cats are wonderful.
Ellen?
They're there.
They are just waiting for you to die. They don't love you. They just want food. That's all.
Oh, you haven't met my boy.
I'm okay. No, you're right. We said we wouldn't.
We're turning a corner.
You're right. I'm going to probably adopt a cat on the way home. Thank you for the.
You don't need to turn that sharp.
No, nobody's turning.
Put him in Crocs.
Ashton.
Hello.
What gets too much hate?
I'd say, Tyler Perry movies.
I am bleeding from the tongue right now.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Why would you
just
need to see more than one?
Yeah, I've never seen one. I don't think, but it's kind to me. Aren't they kind of like a Hallmark movie?
Formulaic,
like a little.
There's someone obsessed with Hallmark movies. I think they're just. They're very entertaining, and not all of them are really good.
So, Ashton,
you're even backing
down. I don't know how to tell you this, but you are not the spokeswoman for Tyler Perry movies. I doubt Tyler Perry would even come on and go like, "Yeah, stop it." No, you'd be like, "No, you're right. A good deal of them suck." I mean, they just do. Yeah. It's just, yeah. Thank you for the call, though. Nice try. Ashton.
Yes.
Yes. What's your... What?
Hello?
Are you calling on more than one phone? what gets too much hate?
Pineapple on pizza?
Pineapple on... I could not agree more.
And it's Hawaiian pizza. Why did it start as pineapple on pizza as the argument on the internet like 2 years ago?
Yeah, no, people hate on it, and I'm going to tell you
delicious.
This. People who hate on it haven't tried it.
Yeah.
It's ham. You know what ham is?
Sweet.
It's also salty as hell. Yeah. You know what cuts that salt down? Stop biting your tongue, T-Hack. Say what you want to say.
The pineapple.
Yeah!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Song or newsy? Which one? Go, 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 go. Which one?
Song. We get a lot of love on the song.
I feel like it's the same person, though.
News. News.
No. Aaron.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
I like
this
newsy.
Is news or no.
Aaron, we're not going to be able to do this if you don't sing along. Okay. So from now on. Hey, speaking of that. No, we don't. I don't want to bring that up right now.
Speaking of sing-alongs.
Well, we did theme songs for Hacked Off
and
with...
And he hasn't been angry.
And he hasn't been angry.
You did win. Congratulations.
I did win?
You did win.
I just wanted you to say it out loud.
I'm okay with that.
I can get angry.
Good evening.
Sorry. Oh.
It has been announced...
You have to do the good evening again.
Oh, sorry. Good evening.
There we go.
Freakier Friday comes out on August 8th, 2025.
Ooh.
And it does have Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. And I'm very excited for it. Lindsay's doing great.
I believe the way news or nope works is I say whether I think it's news or nope, and then we either continue the story or don't. This, to me, there's not a story that's more nope on the face of planet Earth than what you're talking
there's
about.
There's also The Princess Diaries 3, which is in production, as well as The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Here's what I know. The people who listen to this show probably care about this stupid movie. I never even watched the first Freaky Friday.
Really?
Wait, hold on. When you say the first, because there's...
It's been done 1,000 times, which was... I didn't watch the Lindsay Lohan one.
Okay.
I think there was one before that.
Yes.
I think
that came out in 2003.
Yeah, I think there were ones even before that, though. Was there like a...
Oh, yeah.
Was there one with Jennifer Garner?
No, that was 13 going on 30.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. They still swap.
No, she doesn't swap with anyone. She becomes 30, flirty, and thriving.
So it's like Big.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Big is a movie with Tom Hanks where he's a kid and he wishes he was big, and then all of a sudden he's Tom Hanks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's similar. Good evening. The Halloween season is upon us, so I don't know, everyone's getting their costumes ready. Are you getting your costumes ready for your pets, though? I have the most popular pet costumes by state, including Colorado's.
Ew.
And all you have to say is news.
News. I hate this. Can I just say that unless your dog... Have you seen the video? I'm sure you guys are internet trolls enough. There's a video where the golden retriever walks up to her and like brings her the butterfly wings.
Oh, yes.
And then the dog just goes and stares in the mirror at its beautiful wings.
It's so cute.
And you're like, that dog wants a costume on.
Yeah.
He demonstrably shows, he's like, here are these wings. Please put these on my back. And then he goes and looks in the mirror. The bulk of the rest of dogs look effing miserable wearing a costume.
But that's kind of what makes them cute.
That's not okay.
Well, across all 50 states, cow is the most popular.
Interesting.
You dress your animal up as another animal.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny.
Do you know what I love is when they just dress their front paws up as something? You know,
like the UPS delivery man?
Yes, or like Chucky.
With a weird
little knife. And so like their legs are like the Chucky overalls, and then they have a little arm up with a knife.
I've seen the football player where they run with the little...
Because when they run, it looks like a football player running. You're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Or have you seen the videos of Batcat?
No.
It's just like a cat sitting. Some guy just keeps shooting video of his cat like looking out a window, and it's like, meow, 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 meow. And then he walks up and goes... And puts like the Batman headpiece, and it's like, meow, 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 me It's so funny. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. So cow's the most popular costume for pets. Cowboy is second. And pig is third, but none of those are the most popular in Colorado. Coloradans are dressing their pets.
I want to guess. Hold on.
Okay.
Dinosaur.
No.
A Chipotle burrito.
No. Hold on. What did I just see? I just saw one that's really good. I give it, me. They're dressing them as me.
Yes.
Slacker is the best. You're making your dog incredibly handsome. What is it?
In Colorado, it is Pumpkin.
Oh. That's cute.
There you go. That's news.
Okay.
Back to you.
Good evening. This is more so just like a fun fact because I really need to do some research on it.
Okay.
Apparently you're born with 300 bones, but when you get to be an adult, you only have 206. Where did the others go?
That's not true.
I don't know.
I don't think
that's true. This is not very newsy.
Don't they fuse?
Huh?
Don't they just fuse?
Your head fuses.
But do they count as separate? Because like you're born without kneecaps.
That's not true.
It is true.
Shut your mouth. You are not born without kneecaps.
Find a newborn.
Google it.
Find a baby.
It's just buried under fat. But your kneecap doesn't grow.
If there's one thing I learned from Steve's long tenure on the show, is that babies are all cartilage.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Oh, Steve. No. Will you Google it? You're sitting there in front of a Googler. There's no way babies are born without...
Are babies born without kneecaps?
We're still waiting for the search results to come in.
Okay, just...
No, babies are not born without kneecaps, yeah. But they are made out of cartilage.
No, they're not. Okay.
That's literally what it says.
It does not say
it
that.
It does say that.
It does not say they're
it
made
says,
out of cartilage.
But they are made out of cartilage instead of bone.
The kneecap is,
yes.
Not the whole baby. Jesus.
Just the kneecap.
Oh my God!
This just in.
This show could
babies
not be less.
Bones.
We are so uninformative. Like, what if somebody's out there with a newborn baby and they genuinely think their baby's all. Okay, sorry. We're done with that whole line
of half news.
Do we have one hard news story before we wrap up the final edition,
yes,
of news?
Good evening. This just in.
Okay.
Breaking news. Urgent. A new survey needs to be redone because 25% of U.S. drivers improperly use their turn signals. It's got to be way more than that. It's everyone,
yeah,
right?
How do you improperly use it? The only thing that people do is don't use it.
Which would be improper. You could turn on the wrong way, I guess.
You can't improperly use something if you're not using it.
So is that how they're getting around it? That most people just...
What would be the other way?
That's what I'm saying. How do you
So it has to be included.
You turn on the left signal and go right?
No one does that.
I've seen that before. It's like you got to, it's not just use the turn signal. You got to use it correctly. It's not just like I turned it on.
When do you think you turn it on? That's the thing that drives
You're
me
supposed
nuts.
To turn it on 3 seconds before moving.
Three?
I think so. Is it not five? Or
three seconds before what?
Before you actually get over.
Oh, really? That's a thing?
I think so. Yeah, there's definitely a limit.
Yeah, I guess I always thought it was a distance, but you're talking about merging. I thought if you're just actually like turning, it's like 100 yards or so.
Can you Google, are turn signals cartilage?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This hasn't come up in a while, and I think we need to do it just because I'm having a day.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've been stuck in traffic a lot today.
Mm.
Traffic is so bad out there that Erin's not even doing traffic today. She's just like, somebody else can handle it. What happened? You just don't want to do it? You just don't feel it?
Concerts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked about this. I don't know if you guys have witnessed this before, but I have a couple of skills.
Nunchuck skills, computer hacking skills.
All those. And one of the skills is that I can tell you what kind of car you drive by the horn. I don't even have to look at your car.
What?
How is that?
It's a long story. It started when I was a kid. Like, okay. So the church that I attended and the school that was attached to the church that I attended for a little while is adjacent to Rodriguez Body Shop. I don't think it's there anymore, but the Rodriguez family and my family were friends. And like, I was just always either at school or I'd walk over to the Rodriguez Body Shop and whatever. And anytime they would fix a car, they'd do all the work, they'd paint it, they'd do everything. Mm-hmm. When the one technician, when he would drive it off out the back door and it was ready, he'd go beep, beep, two times. Just like, it was like, here's a signal that this car is done.
Okay.
It was like, beep, beep. And I'd look over and I go, oh, it's a Impala. That's a Camaro. That's a Pinto. That's a whatever. Like, you see the car and you're like, oh, okay. And then it got to a point. I remember being with my parents and we came down to Casa Bonita or something, which is another great story because my mom didn't know there was an East Colfax and a West Colfax.
Oh.
So we got down and we drove up and down Colfax for like 2 hours and we finally went home. And it turns out we were over by Anschutz.
Yeah.
We were nowhere near.
No.
But so at a certain point, I'm laying down in the back seat and a couple of my cousins are in the car. One of my aunts is in the car. My mom's driving and we're just kind of looking all over. And there's like, we're in traffic on Colfax. It's like people honking. And I'm laying down and I was like, Toyota Tercel.
What? Really?
Yeah, because you just, it's, first off, when you hear, like if you, do you have an alarm thing? When you boop up your car, does it make a particular sound?
It does, yeah.
So if you're walking to your car and somebody else in a Hyundai does boop boop, do you go like, whoa?
Yeah.
Because you're like, somebody
Did
else hit
that?
The boop boop.
Yeah.
Horns are exactly the same. Toyota horns sound the same. It's a little bigger in a Tacoma than it is in a Corolla. But like, once you know the sound of a horn, you know the sound of the horn.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
I will also take it one step further. At a body shop, I don't want to say this, but sometimes if it's a red car, the horn bounces off the color of the car differently.
I don't know if I believe this.
I don't always get the color right. So I won't try to guess everybody's car color, but I will tell you, I will guess every single person who calls type of car. I'll go make and model, and I'll get at least one right on color.
Just by hearing the horn?
Yes.
You're this confident?
Because red is the color that it definitely hits off of. Like silver kind of all sounds the same or whatever, but like, yeah. I'm just trying to tell you.
I want
to
try it.
I want to believe you, but I'm very skeptical.
Here's what I want to do. I want people to call. Let's just play a little game, and all you have to do is be in a car. You call, and you beep your horn, and I'll guess what kind of car you're in.
How does it have to be like beep beep or like a hold
if they
down?
If they can do the beep beep, sometimes I might ask them to honk it a little longer because I'll be like, oh, Toyota for sure.
Okay.
Like in my head, I'll be like, I know the brand, but then like, okay, just one more like long little thing.
Hmm.
I want to see you try it.
You're not going to see me try it, T-Hack. But there's a couple rules that I'll get to in a minute, but I want people to call in. And then you just call in, honk your horn. Don't honk your horn right away. T-Yak will put you on hold, but call in right now if you're in a car and I will guess your car. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059. Does anybody want a side bet? Do you think I can or do you believe me?
I don't. This seems ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, it does seem ridiculous, but I've just never thought about it before. So I don't know. Maybe I've just been missing the differences in the horns the whole time. And I can't, if you
and
grew up.
And it's nothing crazy because like you can change the horn on a Tesla.
Correct.
It's not like.
And I will say this. I've had to go like, okay, so this was a long time ago when this happened. So if it's an older car, I'll definitely get it. But since then now, like I'll walk through a parking lot and I'll be like, I don't know what that horn sounds like. So if the person's getting in their car, I'll be like, do you mind honking your horn real quick?
You do not.
You have to keep the knowledge going. It's like a continuing ed course. You have to like go, yeah. Like, I will say this. You might stump me. I've watched YouTube videos, but like if your buddy Raj called, I don't know that I get it because he's got Lamborghinis. And I've never been in the presence of one. Mm. I've watched their horns on YouTube, but I think I think I
that
can get
sounds
it.
Fascinating.
I don't even know that I know what my horn sounds. I don't know that I've ever honked my horn.
I know what your horn sounds like.
I bet you do more than me.
I guarantee you I can pick out your horn. Okay, no, here's the one rule that you have to follow, Tiak.
Okay.
I know you adore me and you don't want me to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you dare ask a single one of these people what their car is.
Mm.
Oh, okay, just get them ready and then...
Just be like, hey, what's your name? And have them beep their horn for you. And then you just be like, okay, hold on. Give them the big yacht, whatever. You do whatever you do.
Okay.
But don't you... This way, everyone will know I'm not cheating.
Mm.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Sure.
Because people are going to go, Tiak told him. Tiak told him it's a Honda Accord. It's like, no.
I don't want to be
involved
in that.
There's going to be no impropriety here whatsoever.
Yeah, so just make them prove they're in a car, give me a honk, and then that's it. Okay,
that's all we need.
Undo that.
All right, are we ready?
I'm so nervous.
Are you ready? Are you nervous?
So
are we more nervous than you?
The reason it came up today is I was stuck in traffic this morning, and I'm driving my daughter to school, and people are honking because people are frustrated. And I'm like, that's a RAV4. And my daughter and her friend are like, what? I'm like, it's a Toyota RAV4 that just honked. I'm like, no. And they started looking around, and they're like, there is a Toyota RAV4 like behind us. I'm like, I know.
What
but it was like two or three cars behind us. Oh. There was no way to like, they're like, there's no way. I'm like, that's the one who honked.
Okay. All right.
This is the game. You call in, honk your horn. I will tell you what your car is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So I have said that I can tell the type of car you drive by your horn. Tiak is coming back into the studio. You've screened some calls, I'm guessing.
Yes.
People are ready to like... I know this is hectic, but like you were just...
Yes.
So all you got to do...
I'm sorry. You just leaned over and just... Yes.
Yes, I'm here. Oh. So we have a few calls we're going to take. Uh-huh. I mean, this is fatiguing. And I just want to say one other thing. If I get any of these wrong,
yeah,
you need to understand. If you blindfolded me and took me out to the parking lot and did this, I would get zero wrong. Because through the phone, sometimes it's harder to hear. Like, if it's an obvious one, I understand that,
but you're already building excuses for yourself.
Come on, you got it.
No, I just, because, you know, here's the thing. People love to watch somebody fail.
Yes.
And everyone right now, Aaron is sitting here going like, he's gonna blow it. And it's like, I just want you to know that if I just had my eyes closed like I was in the car today, it's like when you hear a horn, you're like, so obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. But
like through a phone, depending on what kind of phone you have, it might be harder for me to get it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You got it. You got it, boss. Come on.
I love your confidence. I hate the fact that Aaron wants me to fail.
This is your moment.
It's not that I want you to fail. I'm just skeptical.
Okay. Well, you be all you want to be. All Samantha? Right.
Yay.
All right, real quick. Tiak did not get the name or model of your car, right?
Yeah. No.
For the love of God!
No, I didn't.
No.
I had her honk.
Okay. That's all you got to do. And are you somewhere where you can safely honk?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a couple beeps, real quick. Oh my God! So obvious.
It kind of sounds like a clown car.
Right. It is a clown car. No. You'll hear as we go along. I think by the end of this, Tiak will be able to get a couple of them. That is, it's a Ford Expedition.
What?
It is? It's a Ford Expedition. It is?
Yeah, it's a Ford Expedition.
No.
Because it just sounds American for sure. Right? And it just sounds big.
It sounds like a clown car.
Yeah, no. It's okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Do I need to keep going?
I love
How many
it.
Do you
yeah,
want
yeah.
me to do?
Yeah.
Let's do a few more.
Marlene?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm one for one so far. Let's see if we can keep this going. You ready to honk? Can you honk safely?
Yes.
And just to verify, T-Hack does not know the type of car you have.
Okay.
Go, honk. Okay. I want you guys to notice.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it one more time because your phone was a little janky. You can tell one was like very, and this one's very different.
Yeah, it does.
These cars were menu. This is definitely
they
not.
They sound like horns.
No, it doesn't, Aaron. Okay, do it one more time.
Okay, I'm going to roll down my window.
Yeah, you hear it?
I do.
You hear
that?
Ding? It's up here now. It's like,
a clown.
And the other one was like, no. God, no, Aaron. Yeah. Okay. Marlene, obviously a foreign car. Yeah. That is Toyota RAV4?
Yes.
But you can hear it.
Yes.
You can hear the difference between Ford and Toyota.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Totally different. All right. I just want to get this out of the way real quick.
Okay.
I'm not going to do this for everybody, but is your car black?
Yes.
What?
It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Do another.
No. I'm so tired.
Okay. You Chanel? Have a gift.
Yay.
Yay.
Can you safely honk?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a little toot. Okay.
Oh.
Back to the first one,
it
right?
Does. It does.
The Toyota was like, nee, nee, and this mm-hmm. was like, rrr. So I'm going to go, we're back to American. So I'm going to say that is a Ford Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can hear.
I can't.
You're telling me you can't hear the Ford Expedition and the Ford Edge.
No. They're all...
They're okay. So different, Aaron.
I want to so bad.
No.
I'm trying so hard.
All right. One more, and then okay. I got to move on with my life. Like this. Okay. Michelle?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Can
yay.
You, yay. Can you honkly safe? Wait, honk safely.
I want you guys to know I pulled over into a deserted parking lot so nobody would road rage
me. Oh, my God.
Okay. I love it. Let's hear a couple of little toots here. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank God. So it's not another Ford, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not a Toyota, obviously. That right there, Acura RDX?
Yes.
You guys you can hear it. I mean,
that one almost sounded like it had dual tones. I don't know.
It does. There's a couple different notes in there.
To me, I guess. I
did honk it twice.
No. I got it. I mean, what more do you want from me, woman? All right, everybody, no more honking.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to understand this because you know that I love you,
yes.
T-Hack.
Uh-huh.
I wanted everyone.
Do I know that?
Yeah, it's not very obvious.
Okay, Aaron and T-Hack, let me say right now, I love each of you.
Aww.
Thanks. Love you too, bud.
Love you too.
But I also think you're both supremely flawed individuals. And I say that as single-handedly the most flawed human in this room. Like, combine all your flaws together and you don't even come close to what's wrong with me. Okay. So we good?
Are we
all understand that when I'm about to criticize you,
okay,
I'm coming from a much darker place than you're at.
So then why are you trying to yell up here? Just keep it to yourself.
Because I think T-Hack will either right now create a bunch of disciples for his cause.
Okay.
Or the text people at 51059 will make T-Hack stop his weird little habit. Because...
I don't know.
You have started to make some very profound changes in your life. And I don't mm-hmm. know what the catalyst was. I kind of do. Like we were kind of, we just come in this room and we're pretty negative.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you cold turkeyed what you thought was your negative triggers. Like you stopped listening to podcasts. You stopped watching the news. You stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I stopped getting on Twitter because a lot of stuff I was realizing, or I don't know if I realized it or if I'm right or not, but I was thinking like, I'm getting all this just negativity just
doom
all the
scrolling.
Time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just scrolling and stuff that's making me more mad and more mad. And then I come in here and I'm already frustrated and then we're negative together. And it's just kind of, everything just swirls in.
Mm-hmm.
So you've cut the fat. You've trimmed mm-hmm. all the crap out of your life. And that's amazing. And I want to be one of the first people, if no one else has said it, to say I'm proud of you. I think can you tell Aaron that he's different?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not even blowing sunshine. You're different.
Really? Okay, then it is working.
It's
that's good.
It's completely working.
I don't know that I feel any different, so that's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah, you're just not. Normally, if I go like, hey, can you hand me the Kleenexes? It'd be like, Kleenexes. And it's like, you're immediately... Like, we all just bring out the worst in each other. And
it's more just, like, indifference, kind of.
Yeah.
But that kind of has a negative thing to it, but it's not negative. It's just, like, I'm here, you're here.
Right.
Let's live.
So you think he's more indifferent now?
Yeah.
Or you think he's...
I think so.
He just looks lighter.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. That's so kind.
Okay, so if we're making,
here we go. Now we'll,
if we're
now
making
we'll
the compliment sandwich, we're to the middle now, where we can
well,
be honest.
I don't know what this is about, so
this
take it
is
away.
About him cutting all the negativity, him trimming the fat, yeah. him becoming a more refined human being on every level, drinking more yeah. water, doing everything.
Trying to be more present. That's a good, enjoying the present moment instead of always looking for happiness in the future, trying to find it in the present.
But you still watch QVC. And then I asked you a question that I was just like, well, because like the Amazon thing, when I'm a sucker, when Amazon does their Prime
oh my
deal
gosh.
Days, I don't need anything.
I don't need anything, but I feel like I'm missing out.
Yes.
And so I need to get something.
I bought like three or four things.
Thing. Yeah.
I didn't need any of the, I have new AirPods Pro. I didn't need them.
No, you didn't.
But I have them.
I told you not to get them.
Okay. Whatever. So that it's that FOMO. It's like, but I get it. So I'm like, T-Hack, what do you buy on QVC? And your answer is
nothing. I've never bought anything from
it's
QVC.
It's like going to Amazon every day
and just scrolling.
What?
And not adding a single thing to the cart.
What kind of person?
First off, watches QVC. Start there.
Yes.
And HSN. It's not just QVC, but they
explain,
are. They're owned by the same
oh,
company.
Home
so.
Shopping Network and.
I don't know.
Quality Val. It's. I don't know what
the
QVC
quality
is.
Value channel. I don't know. It's
quality value convenience.
Because
You do it online. Yeah. I don't. So at the end of the night for like 10 or 15 minutes, like we're done. It's like, all right. And I just turn on QVC just to see what they're selling every night. And HSN. You got to see
it,
both.
Has it ever been the same thing?
There used to be JTV too, but my plan changed, so I don't get JTV. That's jewelry TV.
Okay. You spent the whole day drinking water. You spent the whole day avoiding X. You spent the whole day finding positivity and a good Zen point. And then you're just like, I ran a marathon in that last quarter mile, I just shot up a big thing of heroin.
Feels good. I like watching it.
What's if you're not buying, then what are you doing?
To me, it's a glimpse into another world. Honestly, like this sounds cheesy, but it truly is because it's the stuff they're selling is mostly junk, and or they're selling. But the way they try to convince you that it's so good and they are live and as we do live stuff. So I'm always intrigued by like, oh, they're live. Oh, they messed up. They messed up. They're going to keep going. They mess up all the time. They have to keep going. They're scamming old people. That's what it is. It's all it is. It's like,
and it's so entertaining
because it's a glimpse into that world of just like, I don't get how people are falling for this, but because I'm watching it, but I'm not buying anything. I just find it interesting.
I need people to text into 51059 if you do the same thing.
I am kind of interested because
I've never
seen it. I have no idea what
you
to expect.
Haven't?
The only thing that I've ever seen is what's her name, Lisa from The Real Housewives. Like she used to do it, and I've only seen like a clip.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah.
There's celebrities that get on there, like
not celebrities.
Yeah, definitely.
C-list.
Christie Brinkley has been.
She's not an A anymore.
Or even like, or designers. That's the other thing. It's like a dirty little secret. I think like Isaac Mizrahi, he's like this high-end fashion designer.
Yeah, but he jumped into Target.
But he does the QVC. A lot of them do. Christian Siriano is another one. He's got a QVC line.
Bro, you, if you weren't married right now, like I just want you to know.
She watches it with me. She's into it.
If you were out on the dating market and you threw up on your profile, come watch QVC with me, baby.
Like, I think that would be kind of interesting. That's kind of different.
I'd be interested.
It's a different world. Yeah, come join me, Aaron. I can show you the world.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, Aaron, how are your ovaries?
They're there. They're hanging in there.
Take the gloves off.
No, the 10 most handsome men in the world, not according to people. Who does the hottest man of the year or whatever? Is that
I think
people?
That is people.
Yeah, sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Sexiest man alive. There you go. Who, and I just want to say.
Yeah, which do we have to say alive?
Kind of.
Do we have to quantify that?
No, because I think you could go back and say like a guy like I'm trying to think of somebody who's dead. Rock Hudson was like somebody my mom loved.
You had to pick someone that I don't know.
You don't know who that is?
Good. No.
My mom always found him. Kris Kristofferson, who just recently, like, he was, my mom was just like, her ovaries were super active when she thought about either of those men. And so they're both dead now. So I think you choose the sexiest man alive or whatever. I think, what do you think is sexy? As though, these are the most handsome men in the world. Is Paul Rudd handsome?
Oh.
But I think as handsome as he is,
he's sexy.
His humor makes him 5,000.
Yeah. That's like, what, yeah, I think. I don't find him that attractive. I just think he's
really? He's
probably that handsome because he's Paul Rudd and he's funny and likable and everyone loves him. So that's why.
Like, super symmetrical face.
I think if you walk by Paul Rudd all the time on the street.
No.
All the time.
No, you do not. Uh-uh. You don't.
I would, like, if you said George Clooney, I would agree with you. But Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't.
He's like,
I
a good looking guy.
I would be stopped more by Paul than George. I think George is like two.
Who's George?
Clooney?
Oh. George Clooney had his day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, I'm over it.
George Clooney, when he was on
George,
ER.
George, Brad, they're done.
Brad's not done.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think Brad's...
Mm-mm.
Huh. But okay, to TX point, if a man looked exactly like Paul Rudd and you didn't know how funny he was, do you really think you'd be ovary firing at him?
I would be like, damn, that's an attractive man. But the humor and personality is... Yeah, for sure.
But didn't he play like his in what's the Clueless that he was in? Wasn't he just like the best friend? He wasn't.
He's
a hot,
the brother.
He's not a
but
hot
he was
guy.
So hot.
He's just
because he looks the same.
But then why would he be cast?
He literally
as that?
Has aged zero. When did that movie come out? The '80s.
Yeah.
He's aged. In fact, if anything, much like Jennifer Lopez, he's hotter now than he was when he was young. Somehow that man, when he hit Ant-Man stride, you're just like, oh, I felt my ovaries tingling.
Okay.
He's gorgeous.
Okay, okay.
By the way, his sister, is she single still?
I don't know.
Somebody at one point wanted to set me up with a sister.
Mm-hmm.
You think I can make that happen?
Too late.
She's never going to leave Kansas City, though, I don't think.
Oh, she's that's where gorgeous. She is? Oh, okay.
They're all, like, this is the thing. You know what makes him even sexier? He's part of that Kansas City crew.
Oh.
Of all the funny dudes. Like, who? Ted Lasso's in the crew.
Yeah.
The dude from, he's Todd Packer in The Office, is in the crew.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember
Rob
his name.
Rob Riggle's in the crew. All these super funny, kind of handsome.
David Koechner. That's Todd Packer.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay,
all those guys are in this.
Jason
hilarious.
Sudeikis.
Todd Packer's the only one who's not kind of good looking. Rob Riggle's good looking. I don't know how did I get us completely off topic?
No idea.
I just think a lot of people are that. Like, speaking of Office, like Jim from The Office, handsome guy, but... Just normal guy. I think he's like, because he's on TV, he's likable, that's why he's so
hot.
Have
you seen Jack Ryan?
Was he's that? Ripped, right? I haven't seen Jack Ryan, but I saw...
I haven't either. I saw the poster.
What was the movie? He was a seal. There's some movie he's a seal.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just jacked. He's so hot.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's do a movie where we get hot. I'm talking about your resting state. Like, just normal.
I think his resting state is hot now. I think ever since The Office, he's hot all the time.
But people thought he was hot on The Office because I think he was likable. He was kind of cute and funny. Like, that's all I'm saying.
All right. Well,
we give the benefit of the doubt to likable people.
I would love to get to the story, but I've taken us so far off topic. The point is, we're all arguing some subjective things. What makes them good looking and then what makes them sexy? And does a personality play into that and the whole thing? The story I have in front of me is scientific.
Mm-hmm.
They look at like how much space there is on your forehead, how the space between your eyes. Here's the weird thing. You two are good looking. Like, you have...
That's weird.
No, I'm just saying...
It's just because we're likable. We're really not that.
Because we're on the radio. Okay, the other day there was some newscaster on TV and I was like, oh, our eyes are too close together. And Aaron's like... No, you called me a casual or something. You were like, no, this eye's lower than that eye casual. And I was like, whoa, first off, stop with the insults. I don't remember what you said.
I did not insult you. I said you just need to pay attention more.
Okay, well, that's the same thing. But like, Erin is a great judge of like what makes a face. She just naturally can look at you and go.
I love people's faces. I don't know if I've ever seen an ugly face. I think everyone
even
is.
Even somebody who's not symmetrical.
Yeah, because I think that makes them unique and it makes it even better. Like, you guys know I love big noses. I don't know what it is.
We also have a theory on why.
That's a different reason. We're just talking about faces.
But there's a biological thing that you know if their face is, if he's got a, I mean, mm-hmm. you do, like we all, if we get anthropological,
mm-hmm.
men who like big boobs, if you boil it down to cavemen, they're like, they could feed lots of children for me.
Mm-hmm. Or the wider hips is like birth giving, whatever. Yes.
So that's why men liked 36, 24, 36. That was like a number when I was young, which is vile to me now.
Mm-hmm. Only think if somebody she's 5'3", according to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Got Back. It's a lyric.
The idea of being 12 inches smaller in your waist than you are at your chest is an absurd
that's
standard.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've only heard that in that song.
Okay. Well, it was a thing when I was young in the dark ages. Are we ever going to get to this or should I just blow it off?
Let's get to it.
So now we're at science and we're trying to figure out who scientifically is the most gorgeous person on Earth. And I'm going to say that Paul Rudd is not on the list.
I would agree, unfortunately.
So now you're on Team T-Hack.
I'm not, because I think he should be on the list. But according to the golden ratio, he's not.
All right, text in who you believe.
Who are you looking at?
The number one on the
list.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this story, text in on who you think.
I don't get it.
What?
You're wrong.
I don't get it.
Oh my God.
I thought he was on my side. I was ready to share ovaries.
I'm on your side. There's enough ovaries between the two of us to drown this person. All right, we are going to tell you who science says is the most handsome man in the world, and he's not in this room. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you okay?
I am. I'm confused. I don't. Something's wrong with me, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
We are talking about who the most handsome human, most handsome man is.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, we haven't even given you any names because we tangented so long on what's sexy versus handsome or whatever. But Aaron's reaction to who the number one person is says that science is right. Because when you
I'm not the deciding person.
No, but I'm saying science says this man is very handsome. And then when T-Hack pulled up his picture and went no, you viscerally started reaching for things to hit him with, throw at him. So like you
went
genuinely,
a little feral.
Yeah, kind of, dude. Because this dude has he always been?
Yeah,
Even in the first thing.
Oh yeah.
Who is this guy? I've never even seen him or heard of him
before. Get out of the studio.
No.
What's he in?
The most handsome man. He's about to be James Bond, bruh.
Oh okay.
Oh my God. Kick ass.
This guy's better looking than Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Hold on, I have to look up who that
Come
is.
Come on. What are we Pierce, doing?
Okay.
What
I
are
will
we
say
doing?
This. I am a person who was on Team Brosnan for the long time because they wouldn't let him be Bond.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
He was Remington Steele on TV or whatever, and then Sean Connery quit, and they're like, everybody in America is like, Pierce Brosnan, he's the guy. He's British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gorgeous. And they were like, no, that Daltrey guy or whatever. No, let's bring in. They brought in like four or five guys before they let Pierce Brosnan do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they only let him do like one or two. He did not do a bunch of Bond movies.
Wow. Yeah, that was my Bond. Like when I grew
Pierce
up.
Pierce is your Bond.
Yeah, it's Pierce for sure. And he's also in, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's pretty good looking in that movie.
Yeah, he's actually got the little
but
comedic side.
But he's not hotter than this dude. Aaron Taylor Johnson is the most handsome man on planet. Listen to Aaron. She can't even speak. It's just like a vowel movement over there. She's just like.
He's so fetching.
He looks like Chet Hanks in a wig. to me.
Take?
Who's that?
Chet Hanks? Tom Hanks' ugly kid?
That's what he...
Be nice.
He looks the same.
No, Chet's the rapper dude who gets cuts his head on his videos a lot.
Yeah, he's got the bald head. I don't... What else is he in? So he's going to be Bond.
He was in Bullet Train.
Okay.
Kick-Ass. He was Kick-Ass. Do you know what Kick-Ass is?
Yeah, is that the Michael Cera one?
Yeah.
Michael Cera.
You're taking this guy over Michael Cera?
Michael Cera, if you please tell me you're being facetious and straw man in this. Michael Cera is not good looking in the least.
He was Quicksilver. He was in Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. In Bullet Train, he's the most handsome man on the planet.
Yeah.
In Bullet Train.
Yeah.
In the suit?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is he lemon or tangerine?
I always get him confused. I think he's lemon, but I don't remember. God.
If you don't watch Bullet Train tonight, the only person that gives him a run for his money as far as attractive in that movie is Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
But it's Bad Bunny and Aaron are the two hottest people.
But Bad Bunny's not on this list. That's why I'm so confused.
Because Bad Bunny's not as symmetrical as Aaron is. So, who's the next guy is?
Lucien Laviscount. He is Alfie from Emily in Paris.
You just show me his picture.
He is hot.
He's stunning.
He looks pretty flawless.
Yeah.
So you agree with this one?
Yeah. So
Aaron is a no. Aaron scores a 93% on the golden ratio, the symmetry of the face, the length from forehead to from eyebrow to hairline or something. I don't know what all the things are.
The gap between nose and lip. They measured everything.
I feel like how do you say it? Lucien? This guy?
To be honest, I don't know.
Would stop me in my tracks. The Aaron Taylor Johnson, I feel like I would run into at the gas station. I would just, yep. I'd hold the door for him.
And you would immediately follow him into the bathroom and do whatever he asked.
No. I think I wouldn't think twice.
Okay, whatever he asked, yes. We're not going to be weird.
No. Okay. Following a dude into a gas station and saying, what do you need? I'll change your tires. That's not weird. I think I just think he's gorgeous. Who's Paul Mescal?
I had to look him up. I don't.
He's going
to
be in Gladiator 2. I think I've seen a picture of him in the costume, which is just no shirt, basically. Can you call that a costume?
Right. Mm. Is there somebody on this list, Aaron, do you think Aaron's correct, or is George Clooney, Nicholas Holt? Oh, God, there's a name on there that's so hot.
And
who's the
agree.
Hottest person on the list for you? Is it Aaron?
Or Lucien.
Who's, if it wasn't one from this list, who do you lust after? And you can't say Dua Lipa, it's got to be a dude.
Dang it.
Because if they did this for, I want to know, is there a golden ratio for women? Can you Google golden?
Oh yeah, for sure, because Bella Hadid always wins it.
She does?
She always wins the most attractive female.
Oh my God, it's Margot Robbie for me. Yeah. Her face is perfect.
Yeah.
Who is the hottest golden ratio chick?
I'm looking. I don't know. They're giving me a lot of numbers. That's not what I'm looking for.
Phone numbers? Idris Elba is the other one on the list that I would just...
He's a fox for sure, but I don't think he's the hottest.
Who is the dude? I know we got to wrap up. We've been talking about hot guys and people are crashing their cars.
Anya Taylor-Joy looks like
I love her.
So they all have Taylor hyphenated last names, the most hottest people. That's really the
Taylor.
Yeah, that's really what they're looking at.
Who's the dude who played Bridgerton guy? He's got, I don't know why his name's not on the list.
Jean-Paige Pierre.
So why is he not on the list?
Is he symmetrical? I don't know. I don't know if he's symmetrical, technically. But he is hot.
But you said he's not a good person?
He made a bad choice for his career.
Bottom line is this. Would you follow him into a bathroom?
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is the grossest thing you've ever said. You've said a lot of that. Have you ever... Okay, sorry. We're talking about foods, and we want you to text in on this thing, too. Are there foods that are just amazing, but then if you get too much of it, they're terrible?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think this was possible.
I've told you guys about eggs and chicken. When you get to the point of
there's such a
even
thing
just
as like
thinking about
chicken?
It. Yeah.
Eggs for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
but chicken.
Oh God, you're gonna make me gag. Like, have you ever gone to an all inclusive place and you just keep going up and
sorry.
Or like
that can't afford.
How about the cheaper end of the scale? Like, you stay at one of the comfort inns that has the continental breakfast in the morning.
They don't let you go up for seconds though. They keep a close eye on you.
Yeah, they do. You can keep
not
going
riffraff
up.
Like us. They're on to us.
The nasty scrambled eggs are a little too runny.
Yeah.
Inside
yeah.
the chafing yeah. dish yeah. thing. And you're just like.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either. But I don't feel good.
It has the same thing with chicken.
Because it just starts like to like.
Yeah.
Because when you have kids, like you have to, like, mm-hmm. it's not even eating it. Like you have to go up. It's like, oh, Noah, come with me. And it's like, dirt, dirt. You put like two mm-hmm. scoops of eggs on his plate and all he wants is the donuts and muffins and make your own waffle yeah. thing. And you're like, ugh. No, you got to have some of these eggs. And then Mia, come with me. And it's like, dirt, dirt. And then, you know, your wife is there and you're like, I'll get you some. And like by the fifth time you're putting the big spoon yeah. in the eggs, you're just like, I will never eat an egg. I swear to God, I have not eaten a scrambled egg since I had kids.
Really?
No, that's
not even
so...
like on a sandwich, on a, like a breakfast sandwich.
No, I'll get a fried oh. egg. I will not get a scrambled egg. It's so
yeah.
gross.
Yeah, the spoon. You start hearing it. That, look, and it's when so, it digs
God,
in.
My God, Aaron, you're right. That is the food.
And then it
but chicken. It doesn't happen with chicken.
It does.
How?
It's like while you're chewing it, where you're just like, this
what?
Is
what?
Mm.
If there was a 300 count of Chick-fil-A right here, I'd sit.
That's
and
different.
Tell us, that's Chick-fil-A, chicken.
Chick-fil-A is different. You can't bring
them
into
this. Then
what
chicken are you talking about?
Just like, I mostly see it when like meal prepping, but it's just like.
Oh, never meal prep.
You gotta.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
No, it, I
can't go to Chick-fil-A for every meal.
No. I'm just saying, when I used to meal prep, then almost all food became, maybe that's what you do it for because you lose weight, because then you're scooping the 500 scoop of scrambled eggs. And you're like, I'm
so
never going to look
rice,
at.
So much rice, so much chicken.
So much like, the mixed veggies or whatever. You're like, you get to a point where you just can't. Oh my God. I think all food. Well, there's a tipping point.
For everything, for sure.
Yeah. I think, so we disagree on ranch. I like ranch. You hate ranch. But I will agree with you because I used to work at a snack shack at the pool back in high school.
Okay.
And we'd have to fill up, like people would order just little baskets.
I can't wait to hear how you bring this home, buddy.
So we'd give them the little side of ranch and the little clear
plastic
cup.
Oh, the weird little,
cup,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes those would go out and we'd have to fill them. And then you would go in the back where the big vat of just ranch is with the big ladle. And you got to ladle it. It's ranch is good in
like
a little
sour
bit.
Cream?
But once it's, no, I don't.
Well, see, I think I would be okay with the ranch.
The big
no,
vat,
you wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. No.
But I love ranch. I like carry
do you like
it
sour cream?
I do.
Too much.
Let's stop doing this and let's
Chipotle,
go over to Chipotle.
On. That's my favorite.
Oh my God, it's so like
it's so runny. I love it.
When I've watched it,
I want extra.
I already don't like it, but I've been with people who do like it. They're like, oh, I love sour cream. And then it's like, they're like pointing, okay, I'll try the fajita veggies, and then I'll have the black beans, and then I'll do the sour cream, and they like dunk the punch bowl like ladle in there and go like, and they're like, no, stop. Cause it's
I love
it's exactly
it.
What you're describing with the ranch. It's sour cream should be one. Harder.
Mm. Yeah, a dollop.
You should put your spoon in and go like, and have to like shake the spoon to get it off. But when it's like a
just
kid's
works.
Project with Elmer's glue, it's just so.
It works better with the burrito. I don't know.
Is there any food you don't find gross, Slacker?
No, I'm just, okay. So let me say this. One of the things on this list says frosting. And I'm like, I don't think you can OD on frosting.
You can.
No, I couldn't.
Here's the thing. If I make the frosting, I don't think I can OD on it.
Because you don't like, what kind?
Cream cheese.
The cream cheese frosting? Yeah. But I thought there was another one you didn't like.
It's just cream cheese. Buttercream I can eat.
Okay.
So it's like, to me, it's just powdered sugar and like whatever. But like if you buy, this is what we were talking about just before we came on the air. Because TX basically, if you buy like Betty Crocker frosting, like when I got my first paycheck, I did like two things. I went and bought a set of Legos.
Nice.
And I went to a grocery store and I bought a package of chocolate frosting and a package of graham crackers.
Mm.
And I would just dip the frosting in there. And then eventually there was so much on my fingers that I just said, screw the graham crackers. And I just started like, I just started forking, like using my hand to shove frosting in.
Why didn't you get a spoon?
Yeah. You went Winnie the
Pooh.
Because
I was already,
Oh bother!
Like when you've got frosting.
It
on
gets,
your hands.
I don't like it when it gets under my nails.
It wasn't under my nails because it was just on the back of my.
No, it gets everywhere.
Trust me, it was not under my. I was licking
you
off.
You still have it under there.
But there is a point then where that. You said the word.
It's the like, film. Yeah.
The lard component of the frosting.
It's just stuck.
It's just, and you're like.
Your mouth is coated.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Silly old bear.
What?
What? The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You can't actually be torn, can you?
I think so.
So we, this is kind of a you be the judge. We need people to like, I don't know if everyone can understand what's happening, but this woman is writing her will. Does everybody in here have a will?
No, you have to have like stuff to have a will.
No,
right?
But you still should have like a, I don't want this kind of medical. You should have a living will. Mm. Right? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
We've scribbled some stuff on a napkin. I'm sure it's laying around somewhere. I don't know.
I don't have a will.
That's how Harry Potter started. So,
did it really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
She started writing it
in
on a
coffee
napkin?
Shop. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, on a napkin. Is... Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that, Aaron?
I don't think so.
You know everything about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
Well, you know who wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. I don't have a will.
You should definitely have a will.
Say why without being mean.
You have kids.
Oh. Okay, you're going for an age thing.
No.
Holy hell! Get one fast! No, I don't, and I should. It is one of those, but I don't have that much. It's like, right now, it would just go to them anyway. Like,
would it?
Well, my life insurance policy goes to them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it still might go to the ex.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
It has to until, never. That's a long divorce story. But like, yeah, I don't have it. You should have it as well.
But that's what I'm surprised you don't, because you've had more. Take this the right way. You've had in the way.
I love the kid gloves that everyone has with me.
You've had way more interactions with lawyers than I have. I don't know any. I've,
yeah, you would think they would like buy two, get one free kind of thing. Yeah, like the two divorces, card. You get the.
Yeah, or they would advise you like while they're going through this process, like, hey, you should really get, you know, I also have an associate who could help you with that.
Yeah, they're not snake oil salesmen. Like, I don't even think you can just kind of write things down on a napkin. You can just kind of say, I want the, like,
okay.
Have you and your wife ever traveled without your kids?
Yes. Yeah, one time. We went to Arizona for a wedding for just like a weekend.
And you weren't, I remember being on the runway and we were like, oh my God. And we called and left a voicemail for Chad.
Really?
And said, if anything happens with this plane, like, you need to know that this is us saying you should raise our kids.
Oh my really? Gosh.
Because we were like, oh my God, we don't have anything set. And I don't know who would get them. I don't know if it would have been my parents or her parents. Like, where would they go? Who gets the kids if we were dead?
I don't know. That's a good question. But doesn't that put a big damper on the vacation?
No, kinda, I mean, like, it was fine. Then we landed and we called Chad and we were like, hey man, just relax. But like, you should, we want to make that formal. And then we never did.
Well, can you even, he didn't consent if you left a voicemail.
No, but at least he knew if he wanted to do
it. As long as I can get Bill Gates' voicemail.
No, but I'm just saying.
They're all yours. Raise him to be billionaires.
The whole point of me bringing up the will is this woman's writing a will.
Mm-hmm.
She has a husband and some kids, and what she wants to write in her will, and we need you to be the judge on this, she's saying, if I die, I want you to get, her husband, to get 100% of my finances. Like, you get my 401k, you get whatever investments I have, my mm-hmm. half of the house, you get it.
Okay.
It's all for you.
Sure.
And that's the way most things happen. So it's like, if you die, AHAC gets all of it.
Uh-huh.
And then when she dies, then it gets split up to the kids.
And that it makes go sense.
The same way. If she dies, you get all of it. And then when you die, the stuff goes to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She is saying, and this is where it gets a little dark, if I die, you get all my money. But if you decide to love again, my money goes to the kids.
She said half goes to you, half goes to the kid.
Yeah.
Kids. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that okay?
I don't know. I'm torn because I don't like the idea of reprimanding someone
for loving again.
Exactly. But I also don't necessarily think it was taken that way. Like, what if this couple is very wealthy and she's worried that there's going to be some sort of woman coming in to take advantage of the situation?
Damn it.
And so she wants to make sure her kids are secure.
I was willing to fight you to the death no pun intended.
Well,
on
I
this.
Don't have a will.
But like you're right. Like that would be the only. That's, if there's yeah. a bunch of money, then it's like I don't want some. But this thing says whether it's 6 months later or 20 years later,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, you lose money if you love again.
But. It's not that he's losing money. It's that she's making sure her kids are taken care of.
Then I think just make it so your kids are taken care of either way.
Right?
If yeah. that's really your concern, just do half and half
exactly.
and be done with it. What's with the weird jealousy from beyond the grave? Like, I don't
like,
get I don't
fine,
get that.
I'll just haunt you.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes. But would you... No, Aaron's too adjusted. You might be the one who's on my team. Like, when I was married and thought it was going to be forever... I don't think I would condone them loving. Like, I don't want to think about them being with somebody if
in
I
the moment, yeah. But if you were like terminally ill for a bit, I bet you would change your mind. Mm. Yeah,
yeah, and especially I think it depends how old your kids are. If they're younger, I mean, yeah. it's more painful to think about. I think in a way, but it's also like, but I mean, you got to think of what would perhaps be better for them. Is like,
yeah.
for no.
I'm so insecure.
That's very selfish.
That even in death, I want to make sure I was the last one in.
I don't like that at all.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's really more of a pro tip for criminals.
Mm.
Where you hide your drugs is very important.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what not to do in a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Taking notes. I'm ready.
Mm. Okay.
I've got a very spooky, stupid story.
This whole thing is canceled. As of right now, this is...
Just do the whole show at this point.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in England...
Ow! Love... Love, what's going on? Well, are we going to talk about spooky things?
He was hanging out in a cemetery.
Hanging out?
Hanging out? He said, it's kind of boring in here. Let me spice it up.
Boring?
Ooh. And there were other people in the cemetery.
So he was making that sound.
Ooh.
Okay.
And they were like, oh my gosh, there's a ghost here.
Arrgh, why'd you turn into a pirate there? Oh my gosh, there's a ghost here.
I didn't.
Shiver me timbers. What are we going to do about the ghost in the cemetery?
I don't know. And basically, the man was fined for being a ghost in a cemetery.
This is the end of your story? We've reached the end?
Yeah.
He's been fined?
Yeah, there was like other rowdy behavior, but I just can't imagine this poor dude hanging out in a cemetery.
Just making boo sounds?
Yeah.
Did he ever say,
like, that's he did. That's honestly what probably got him.
When the police got there, he was like,
ow! We don't all sound like that.
All right. My story comes out of Oregon. The police stopped somebody. They stopped a man and a woman in their 30s driving a stolen vehicle. Now, normally when you pull over a stolen vehicle, you can probably find other forms of crimes being committed. So
yeah.
Perhaps some guns that shouldn't be there.
Driving
things.
Without a valid license.
Yes, mm-hmm. All of that. No proof of insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a weekend.
Okay, here's what happened. Inside the car was a bag that said, this was the label on the bag, definitely not a bag of drugs.
Nothing suspicious there.
The police decided to look inside the bag that's labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs. You guys, I want you, 3 guesses each. What do you think
Who's
was in the bag labeled definitely not a bag of drugs?
Candy?
I don't know.
It was drugs!
That's what, yeah, those cops have a different gear to them.
Yeah.
They think to look under every rock.
The sarcasm is not lost on the police. Yeah, they're going to jail for a long, long time.
Mm.
Good.
All right. Well, they'll meet a ghost there.
If you thought today's stupid stories was funny...
If the ghost did that, I would know.
You're the only one who thought it was funny. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
Oh,
what was that?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.